Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Fantasy and Reality Often Overlap, written and read by the Barefoot Sub. We arrive in the usual way. Well, usual for me. Heels, skirts, no knickers, bare legs. Not getting noticed in the lobby and slipping through his door after I take a deep breath in and out. As we settle, I unpack the items he's asked me to bring. The wand, my strap-on, my coir rope, and some cotton lengths too, along with some of my impact toys. Satisfied that they're all there, not that I didn't check them over 3 times before taking my bag to the car, I take another deep breath and turn to you. Feasting my eyes on you one more time, the salacious grin on my face mirroring the one plastered on yours before we break eye contact. Standing side by side, we put on our blindfolds and wait. Very soon, he's behind us, inspecting us before asking us to strip. On the next inspection, his hands explore us. When he touches my pussy, he offers it to you to taste before wiping on my lips, repeating with your pussy. We're asked to note the taste. Next, he asks me to tie a chest harness on you in the cotton. He knows I tie for connection, for relaxation. He also gets off on watching me with my hands caressing your skin. I'm allowed to remove my blindfold, but I'm not to look at him. He's angled behind me somehow, where he can watch, but is invisible to me in the mirror. Not that I look. He trusts me not to. But it's important to both of us that he's invisible. And as I tie in full view of the man who is out of sight, I feel the dampness between my lips begin its sticky descent. When I'm done, I check you're okay, kiss you deeply, and tease your pussy a little before putting my blindfold back on and waiting. When he comes back, he turns on the light, places on my collar, and ties me in the coir rope. I tie you, and he reminds me of my place with uncomfortable rope. He may let me tie you, but he is still in control of me. Of us. We then stand side by side again, holding hands while he works us both to orgasm. We both ask permission, and I am denied, but no let up in the wand while you orgasm next to me. 2, 3, 4 times maybe. I lose count as I fight to control the sensations building within me. After I'm allowed release too, we're instructed to drop to our knees to lick any gush off the floor. As we suck our juices out of the carpet, he wonders if we can tell which puddle belongs to who. While we're down there, he pulls our hair so that we are level with his cock. We take it in turns to give him our best oral and share the shaft, kissing over him, running our wet lips and tongues up and over and round and down. He stands us up, folds us over the end of the bed, and uses us in turn. Then he tells me to move up the bed and lay back. Relax then. Take a break. I can hear the smile on his lips as he says this. Then he asks you to make me come while he uses impact toys on you, and I feel the bed shift as you climb up, your breath on my hot lips and tendrils of your hair brushing against my inner thigh. If I can achieve orgasm while you're pleasuring me, I can have the same treatment you're about to receive, while feasting on your delightfully soaking slit. If not, I can return the pleasure while you suck his cock. He hands you a vibrator and plug, then tries to distract you with the impact. None of us has any idea how this test will go, but both possible outcomes are exciting, and the not knowing adds to the thrill. Whatever the outcome, I have a plug in place. While you recover with a drink, I'm guided to the bathroom, where I'm handed my strap-on and left in the bright room to secure it and the dildo in place. I have some water too, then replace the blindfold and open the door. He guides me to the bed where you are kneeling, facing across. You're asked to suck my cock, and when he's fucked you and enjoyed watching us simulate what you were about to do to him, he stands me up and walks me round to take his place. Moving you across so I can get on the bed behind you and you would be at the right height to take him in your mouth. He enjoys that very much before coming behind me, removing the plug and going straight in while I continue fucking you. The pressure from the strap-on, your moans, his touch, and the sudden and immense fullness of my ass threaten to overwhelm my senses. You orgasm around the dildo, while I orgasm around his cock. Permission granted, obviously. My legs buckle beneath me, and as he withdraws, he guides me gently to the floor, helps me unfasten the strap-on which has been released from your spasming cunt. Your hand brushes my face, and I feel you slide down into my arms, where you stay for a moment, resting, catching your breath. It isn't long before we are on our knees at his feet, reaching out to him with our tongues as he sprays our reward all over our faces. When he is sated, he settles on the bed and watches us lick each other clean, before sending us to the bathroom to dress before we leave. If you like this, you can find more of my work at aleapoffaith.uk and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.